Hello.
Hi.
What's up? Rosie's here making tail music.
Oh, lovely.
Well, it's been a little bit since we recorded. I feel like I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know either. It's been so long.
It's been so long. But here we go.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Well, do we have anything we want to say before we introduce ourselves? Or should I just introduce us in the podcast?
I think just introduce ourselves. I don't think we have anything special.
Great. Hi, welcome to Legendary Lasses. We're not special. I'm Ashley.
I'm KB.
And I'm fashion icon superstar Sally.
All right. And then today we're talking about, I don't know, because it's Sally-sode.
Well, it is a Sally-sode. And I didn't have a person that I really wanted to cover, but I've been wanting to cover this topic, which is body positivity.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think it's an open topic. I think it's been really popular for the past couple of years, and I think I'm being a good time to talk about it. So I just want to read like the paragraph that's in Wikipedia, and then we can just go from there. Body positivity is a social movement rooted in the belief that all human beings should have a positive body image while challenging the ways in which society presents and views the physical body. The movement advocates the acceptance of all bodies, no matter the form, size, or appearance, which will change people's behaviors towards certain products and services as we know them, like physical fitness and health club services. As Alan Smithy is analyzing his recent study, body positive activists recognize that size is just one of the many ways that our bodies are judged by others, and are also working with racial justice, trans and queer inclusive, and disability movements. The goal of the movement is to address unrealistic beauty standards and to build the confidence of oneself and others. The movement sets forth the notion that beauty is a construct of society and poses that this construct should not infringe upon one's ability to feel confidence or self-worth. The idea surrounding the body positivity movement is centered around the notion that people need to love themselves to the fullest while accepting their physical traits.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I think as women with, I'm going to say with enjoyable squish.
Yes.
Because it's like, oh, you know, like the heavy set girl or like the big girl. And I'm just like, or the fat, I'm just like,
the curvy
gal. Like they say it. Yeah. And they're just, because they always say it with just like, the, you know, she's curvy. And I'm just like, there's like,
you know, why the girl is just a little bit more heavy set?
Yeah. And I'm just like, first off, why is there such like a negative connotation? I feel like if you say someone's fat, it should just be like, oh, her hair is brown.
Okay.
It shouldn't be like, oh, she is less than because she's not skinty.
Sure, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I was a little confused there for a second. So you want it to be, so you actually don't mind weight being brought into it at all?
I think we need to make it that way. I mean, okay. I still feel kind of insecure about it. I think that's why I like to use the term enjoyable squish.
Sure.
Yeah.
A really great term.
I like the term Rubenesque, because it's a very art term.
Mm-hmm. I think of like a Reuben sandwich.
No.
Yeah. So it's just like, no. What do I look like, a piece?
No, like Rubens. And he full painted of
corned
all these, like,
beef and sauerkraut.
Don't forget the mustard.
Of course, obviously. I do prefer mustard over mayonnaise, though.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I kind of want to open up the topic of, it's a big topic, but
yeah. I have a couple things to say to maybe get us started a little bit, and I don't know if I should say, here's point one and let's talk about it, or here's both points, where do you want to go? So how do you
guys
want?
Point one.
Okay.
Let's do.
So point one, and I think this is really going to get us going, so don't let me forget that I have a point two.
Okay.
Point one is that as we are all ladies who have gone through a theater department or drama school, I think at some point in time, we've all faced the problem of peers and authority figures approaching us and saying, your acting is really good, but I don't have anyone to pair you against. Or, I'll bring up one of my personal horror stories that I still think about and cringe.
Oh, dear.
And this may get cut out, but I just want to put this out there so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Is that I was called back for a show. I did really well for the callback. Professor told me we had two guys in our drama department at the time, so this makes sense to me. I don't have anyone to put you against, mostly because of height. And I said, okay, no problem. But he put me in the show anyway as like a featured extra person. The costume designer, however, brought me into her office one day and said, hey, I'm a little worried about the costume because I can either order one for you or I can make one, but we're kind of running out of time. So if you can lose so much weight and be sure not to gain any weight, I'll just order a costume for you.
What?
And this
her
was a one on
management issue should not be your problem. Like, yeah, you should not have to physically alter your body because of her lack of time.
Like, yeah, well, there was more wrong with this costume designer and professor than just this one conversation. I'll put that it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I looking back on it now, I think it was very inappropriate for a one-on-one meeting with a professor and a student.
Yeah.
Yes. But at the time, I was like, oh, it's theater. It's a little bit different. But I was also 18, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about costumes and it made me think of, because I just started doing rehearsals for a show, and...
Yes, girl. Yes, you did. Yes, you did, girl.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did, girl.
Shameless plug. Go see Redeemer Mine or follow Lily and Joan.
Yes,
runs March 20th through the 29th. Anyways, and, you know, they're emailing us, like, about bios. I'd turn that in and, like, send in your measurements for costumes. And so I just sent mine in. I was, like, this painful, like, this is my bust. This is my hips. Like, I know that, like, they just need them. Yeah. But then I was like, hey, if y'all need any help or if you need me to use some of my own pieces for my wardrobe, that would be fine and that's okay. And it felt super weird.
Sure.
Yeah, but I was like...
I get that, though. Well, and I think, fortunately, like, that's a show that actors of any size could probably use some of their own clothing anyway.
Yeah, and, like, and to be fair, like, and they were really good about, like, when they're like, hey, can you send in your measurements? And if there are any articles of clothing that, like a good pair of jeans, something, if you are adamant on like wearing your own, that's fine. We'll pay for it to wash them and da 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 da, which I think
that's
is
nice.
Cool. But
I
then
like
I felt like I felt like I had to like offer being like, if it's difficult to find pieces that might not fit my weird body, I'm okay to don't use some of my own.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think that's something that like. It's funny because I think some people think of like, oh, the actor or actress's life is so glamorous and they have to really dig in deep psychologically. But it's like, no, most of the psychological torture I go through is of my own body on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's interesting. So I get that for sure. But mm-hmm. as far as like casting, I think it's interesting in terms of theater, especially because we have this there's this like suspension of disbelief that we think like Peter Pan can fly and Captain Hook exists and there's an alligator somewhere or a crocodile with a clock in its tummy. But for some reason, we can't believe a woman with, what did you call it?
Extra squish.
Enjoyable squish could play Juliet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know your guys' thoughts.
Yeah, my the playwright of the show that I'm in, their name is J.C. Pankratz. So on the front of the, like, on, like, the first couple of pages of the script, it says, on casting, respectfully, I request consideration of multiracial and multi-ethnic casting. I think Charles Mee says it best. Directors should go very far out of their way to avoid creating the bizarre, artificial world of all intact white intact white people, a world that no longer exists where I live in casting plays. Thank you. They're wonderful.
That's me snapping.
Yes.
Snaps a Charles Mee.
And I think that I was like, fuck, yes. Like, you're not gonna see wasps everywhere. You know, you're not gonna see a sea of just white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Mm. And then also, on that note, we should also bring up typecasting.
Mm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was taking, like, an auditioning class, and I was, like, I had to, like, build, like an audition binder, and I had to put songs in there, even though, like, I'm not that much of a musical person.
What?
I know. Well, like, I don't act in musicals a lot.
What?
Like, I haven't acted in lots of musicals. I think I've done one.
Which one?
I was in Footloose in high school.
Ugh.
And I was Ren's mom. I had a part of the opening scene and then like
And you have one that duet, song. Don't you? With
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Ariel's mom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I had like a couple of other parts. Like it's fine.
So before we go on, since we're talking about this, Dave Malloy's Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 has just gone up for licensing for theaters, and I think we should do it.
Okay, Ashley, we also need money to do it.
I was about to say, so, with what money?
I know. But listen, you guys, we have to do this show. Do you hear me?
We have to do this show. Why is that, Ashley?
Because it's so fucking good. It's so fucking good. Honestly, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And I just need to do it. And I need to see this duel scene play out. And I gotta see Helene be a bitch. And I gotta see Anatole be Anatole.
Yeah.
And Dolokhov do his thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. all I want.
Okay. Well, we're talking about typecasting. Anyway. So I was taking auditioning class, and the person teaching it, who's awesome, by the way, she's like, I learned a lot of stuff from her, but it was like, yeah, you should put like, I don't know, you should put like something from Hairspray, like Good Morning Baltimore. And I was like, And I'm like, but why can't I sing like this song or this song? Yeah. Like, I mean, besides Hairspray, what else would there be?
Yeah.
Apparently. Like, I can play, you know, like, yeah. And like, it's either that. Like, yeah. And I don't know about y'all, but I was cast as either a mom, an old woman, or like the best friend.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying to remember. I think I was a peasant wench.
Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I remember when I was in Caucasian.
That might have been like, actually the only show I was actually in college, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking Pictures, you...
I wasn't in it.
Well...
I was the understudy for... Who?
What was her name? Was it Gladys or something?
Gladys, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which would have been a funny ass role.
You would have been so good in that role, to be honest. Like,
I mean, I know. Thank you.
I don't even particularly like that show, just as a show, no. You know. But I would but have paid like good money to see you. She's
like
crazy
new girlfriend of the ex-husband. Like, yeah. Yes. Yeah. This would have been hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, so
I also got called back twice for the mother role.
Yeah.
And then she said, I don't have anyone to pair you with because there's a romantic mm-hmm. interest.
That seems to be like a theme, the I don't have anyone to pair you with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, literally anyone. Like,
yeah.
I
could have done it with the guy who did it.
Yeah.
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 It would have been fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... I feel like I... Because I didn't really have a performance focus, and I did most things that were just, like, friends projects and stuff like that. I think my friends as directors saw me a lot differently than I would have been seen by, you know, other directors, you know?
Well, and I think the friends, they also don't think the same way as other directors.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're all a little bit more willing to take a chance and say, hey, mm-hmm. I think you would play this role really good because you're you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I remember, like, for, like, directing scenes and things like that, it's just like, I think you would be perfect for this because I know, like you're saying, I know you and this would be
I know
very...
what you're capable of.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I remember when we were talking about, like, when I did Caucasian Chalk Circle, mm-hmm. I was like, old farmer's wife, old woman, a woman, woman, like, old woman again, like,
yeah.
And it was just, I was like, okay, well, I'm 21 and I'm playing a very old peasant woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be, you know, real when I get into the real world.
Right.
Which, like, I understand, like, with, like, in college, there's a small pool to cast a show for, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, I think kind of to, like, pull this more into, like, a broader scope so it's a little bit more relatable for listening. I think that, you know, we also see it in films a lot too, like, mm-hmm. if there's a bigger girl, she's probably playing the best friend who's pretty funny and she's got a great personality, but she's, like, forever single.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that character type or, that I'm talking about?
Or the comic relief.
She's the comic relief. She's the Melissa McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
yeah. And I mean, like, and, like, the thing is, when I was in college and going in, you know, acting and stuff, because I'm a bigger girl, I was like, oh, I'm only going to be doing this role, this role, and this role. Mm. I'm funny. Like, I'm only going to be doing comedy. That's it. And then one of my professors did an independent project and she directed Top Girls.
Mm.
And it's more, and my role was more serious. And one of my professors afterwards, he was like, I know you want to do comedy. I know that's what you think you're only capable of, but you were really good at doing serious stuff. You should really start doing that.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, you can go.
I just, like, thinking back to, like, my acting classes, I was never drawn to the comedic female roles. It was always mm-hmm. the like high drama, like Aloysius of Doubt.
Yeah.
Beatrice and Much Ado.
You would be an amazing Sister Aloysius, by the way. Just as a side note.
Thank you. Chris Stoker thought I was so great. And that is really the only praise I needed as a 19-year-old Ashley.
Yeah.
But no, like, it's the high drama because, like, I'm interested in acting, right? Like, mm-hmm. you're naturally drawn to these really interesting characters, and those interesting characters, for the most part, are going to be pretty high drama.
Yes.
So it's really upsetting when people can't see past the physical feature to the ability until, like, it's too late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that the end of your first point?
Yeah. KB, did you have anything else you wanted to say about theater stuff or film stuff?
I love performing and enjoy it, you know, mm-hmm. but I've never, I guess, had that focus. And, like, especially with you guys, I know that that's something that both of you really love to do. And, like, seeing, you know, because I acted with Sally a little bit and it was a more serious mm-hmm. role. And you, like, kicked ass at it. It was so good.
She did. Yes, she did, bitch.
And I feel like it's part of that larger theme of we can't get over appearances to get to, like, the heart of someone. And there's so much, like, wasted talent and potential that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I feel like I've seen people who maybe don't, quote-unquote, fit the part, and they'll be doing some kind of work in, like, an acting class or something else, and they really, like, push through to something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, you're sitting here with all this talent and potential, and you know, and people won't even tap into that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and I think it's interesting that you say that, because I think for the most part it's like, you said this phrase of, like, you're just sitting here with all this talent and no one's tapping into it. Yeah. And I feel like it gets to a certain point of people get tired of sitting around waiting. Yeah. And so they want to make their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, honestly, I think this is why, like, YouTube is a great platform. Mm-hmm. Is because you do have people who would mostly be looked over in a casting room. But they're able to kind of use this newer platform to their advantage and show that they have capabilities and different talents that they are able to take advantage of. And it's for their own benefit. Mm-hmm. And if no one else is going to tap into it, they got it.
Yeah.
And I think it's also, like, why I want to start my own theater film company. Like, we're going to do some crazy stuff. And we're not going to look at people's body types, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I think that's interesting that you said, like, I think that phrase is also going to hit a lot of people who are living with some extra squish. Is that the phrase?
Enjoyable squish.
Enjoyable squish. Because, like, I know for me, just generally in life, there are things that I do not do and do not, like, try because of my weight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just that, like,
wearing sleeves. Yes.
Yeah. 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 Or, like, I've never gone to a club. Not that I particularly want to go to a club, but
it's a lot of people. I don't have an interest, but it's just like,
but, like, also, do I not have an interest because of my weight and I'm self-conscious about that fact in a group of people?
I think that plays into it.
I mean, but part of it's also my, like, personality. I don't want to be around people.
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, you know what? I'd rather just, like, watch a movie.
Yeah. Or, like, I'd rather just go to a pub and grab a drink with a friend and have a conversation.
Exactly. And just, you know, talk shit.
Yeah. But, you know, I that's just one example. Like, I think there are other things that I mean, fuck it. Even, like, gym classes, man. Like, there are certain things that I would like to do that are physical activities. but I don't participate because of my weight and that fear of judgment, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys experience this as well.
Yes. One thing I really have like an issue with is, and have for a while, is even if I'm exercising like hard exercising and I start to breathe hard, I get very mm-hmm. conscious of that and very like ashamed about that. And I feel like people are gonna think, oh, she's breathing hard because she's fat. You know what I mean? And whereas mm-hmm. if I was a different size and I was breathing hard, I feel like people would look at me and be like, dang, she's working hard. You know,
I wish I could work out that hard. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I know exactly. I'm very conscious of my breathing pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then also, we're talking about exercising. Size availability for like active wear is also an issue.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, I want to start getting fit. You're telling me, hey, fatty, go run on the treadmill. Like, oh, I need to get some things to wear when I go running because you told me to. Oh, wait, it's not in my size. Like,
go running, fatty, but we don't make it in your size, fat ass.
Exactly. It's like, I go to Academy, or like, one time I went to Academy, I was like, I just need like some yoga britches, and so.
Yoga britches? And, like, so, y'all?
Exactly. Some yoga britches, because I'm like, I'm doing physical therapy right now for my back, and I was like, I need some more active wear, because I have like two pairs, and I, like, the selection was slim to none. And what was available, I didn't want to wear because, I was like, this isn't practical.
Yeah.
And it's just.
That's so funny that you say this. I was literally at Target this morning because I didn't go last night. I stayed home. But I went this morning and I was like, oh, those are really cute workout leggings. I should get some. I can't just go to Target and get workout clothes.
Yeah.
No, we have to, like, go online.
Yeah, like, I have to go online, or I have to go on, I have to go to Torrid, like, a special clothes maker.
And then, it's also more expensive.
It's definitely more expensive,
Instead of paying $20 for some yoga britches at Academy, I have to go to Torrid and pay, like, let's go to Torrid right now. I'm going to go to their website.
I'm going to bet 60.
I was on there earlier today, and some of their workout leggings are close to $30, almost $40.
Yeah. Let's see.
Active their sports bottoms. Bras were $40, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, they're on sale right now. Torrid's workout bottoms, they're about $40. Or what? There's a pair of leggings, a generic pair of leggings. They're $39.83. And then for full price, they're $56.90. Almost $60 for a pair of fucking leggings. Mm-hmm. Like, are you kidding me? And then, you know what? Let's just go to Academy. Academy.com. Leggings and tights. So the first pair of leggings I found, they're Adidas Women's Essentials Linear Graphic Leggings. They're Adidas, a really nice brand. They're $30. Let's go look. You know what? Let's look at Nike. They're going to be more expensive. I think, you know, how much do you think a pair of Nike leggings are going to be for women?
50?
Yeah, I would say 50.
$45.
Okay.
$45, full price. Not on sale, nothing like that. Like, it's frustrating. Yeah. And, like, Under Armour, that's, like, a really high brand, like, a really big brand for sportswear. Pair of leggings, $35. Like, I understand,
I know the fabric that they're using is not that much more expensive.
Exactly. And then also, like, I understand, like, you have a little bit more area to cover.
Yeah.
But
it's not that much more per yard.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And how do you guys... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you can go.
I was going to kind of move on to a different question.
Okay.
How do y'all feel about the phrase, just because they make it in your size doesn't mean you should wear it?
Fuck off. Like, that's what I feel about it, you know?
Okay.
Like, I almost feel like who are you to dictate someone else's comfort? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And especially here, like, it gets hot, mm-hmm. you know? And if I could run around naked and not be ashamed, like, some days I would consider it. Because it gets so hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so I feel like, you know, I personally am not comfortable bearing a lot of skin, usually. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things, like, if someone's comfortable, then, like, leave them alone. And if you don't like it, you don't have to look. You know? Yeah. Like, I don't understand why people, like, will squash someone's whole day for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I get frustrated with it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, but there have been times where, like, I'll go and I'll put on an outfit out and I think I'll look cute. And then I'll be out and about and I'll catch me in the mirror. I was like, what was I thinking?
Oh, I do that all the time.
Why the hell did I choose this?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there have been times where I'm just like, oh no, why did I choose this? But I think I think I do agree, like, who gives, like, why are, don't look, like.
Yeah.
Mm, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think what you're, yeah, yeah.
When I feel like it gets applied to women most often, and I'm just kind of like, you don't say shit to guys who are, like, bigger guys who are at the swimming pool or something with their shirts off, you know?
I don't know.
Like,
I think
can get applied to guys, but, like, not as much as I've heard it applied to women, I'll say.
I will say I think it's probably more mainstream vocal towards women, but I do think men do have their own pressures that they are put under.
Yeah,
and which
I agree.
Is my second point, is that I like that this body positivity movement doesn't exclude men.
Yeah.
Because I think the society is just as guilty over men's body types as they are with women's, but with men it's a little bit more subversive, which is a problem of its own. But anyway, that was my second point. But no, I get what you're saying. Like, I think it does get that phrase specifically gets used on women a lot. And, like, I have to be really honest here, you guys. Please don't think poorly of me.
Okay.
Sometimes I have to catch myself, and I'm about to say a terrible, terrible thing, but I have, like, just let me get through it, and then you'll see where I'm going. Okay.
Okay.
Sometimes I have to catch myself because I will see bigger people out and about. And, like, somewhere in the back of my head, my brain just says, at least I'm not as big as that. And then I have to, like, check myself and be like, Ashley, how dare you?
Ashley, I want to confess something because I think we've all thought that.
Oh, thank God.
But I think we do.
A lot of times I'll be like, because I view myself a lot differently than I look at other people. And so I find myself finding someone who's, like, similar to my size and being like, you wouldn't say the things you say to yourself to her. Like, you think she looks fine, so why are you so mean to yourself?
Right.
That's what I catch myself doing a lot, is, like, and I compare myself to other people, I guess, in that way. In, like, a weird way of trying to be like, you gotta be nicer to yourself.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, I think it is, like, a constant comparison of, like, different types of comparisons, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that, though. I feel so bad every time it happens. I'm like, God, I'm the worst person ever.
One of the things heard is that, like, your first thought is what you've been, like, conditioned to think, and then your second thought is who you actually are.
Oh.
So
I'm actually a really lovely person.
That's just what I've heard, you know, like, if you're conditioned to think a certain thing, and it's difficult with, like, I don't want to blame everything on society, but, like, with society the way it is, it is difficult to kind of, you know, be not subject to that, I guess. And so, yeah, I've always heard, like, your second thought is who you actually are or who you actually want to be. Yeah.
Interesting. Do you guys ever have this thing where you're like, you're just going about your day and then you, like, catch yourself in the mirror and, like, realize that you're bigger than you thought you were?
Oh, yes.
Or, like, you have this, like, idea of yourself that's smaller than what you are.
And then I'm just like, there have been times where I'll catch myself in the mirror and I'm just like, do I really look like that?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I look like Jabba the Hutt.
I have the same exact thing. And also, like, it sucks the worst on days where you see someone after a while, after not having seen them, and they're like, wow, you look so good. And you're like, I literally looked at myself 5 minutes ago, and I look the biggest I've ever looked. What did I look like to you before?
Exactly. And that's, like, the messed up thing that I think about. Anytime someone tells me, like, oh, you've lost weight or you look good now or whatever, I'm just kind of like, well, what did you think I looked like?
Yeah.
Before. And I know that's a terrible thing. You know, they're just trying to, like, pay me a compliment.
Right.
Yeah. Well, like, let's... All right, so, going off of that. So, like, say that, like, oh, we haven't seen each other in so long, and I've lost weight and all this. So what do you say? Do you, like, acknowledge it? Being like, oh, you look amazing, but I don't know. How do we...
Yeah.
How would we acknowledge that?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you'd have to.
See, I tend to go the route of, like, wow, that shirt looks really nice on you. Is that new? and something that way. Instead of, like, your body looks different.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think, I don't know, but, like, I think it depends on who it is. Like, if it was, like, us, I think there would be one point being like, oh, my gosh, what the fuck did you do? Like, that, you look amazing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Show me your secrets.
Listen, if I saw you or if I saw Sally or KB walking down the street and I hadn't seen them in, like, 8 weeks. And they were like, who's, like, the skinniest person you guys can think of?
I don't know.
Okay.
But, like, spindly.
Who?
Is that, but, like, spindly looking. Is that what you're saying?
No. Just, like, if I saw y'all walking down the street and all of a sudden y'all looked like Jennifer Lawrence, I'd be like, what the fuck, bitch?
What the hell? What sorcerer did you go to?
What's your doctor's number, girl?
Business card.
Girl.
I think it depends on who it is. Like, if it's just, like, one of your friends, I think it's that whole, like, oh my god, I haven't seen you in a while. That's a really good shirt.
Yeah.
Or, like, who did you go to?
Yeah.
What black magic did you use?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also, too, like, if I hadn't seen one of my other, you know, girlfriends in a while, I also kind of subconsciously know, and maybe this is just a sad fact about the women in my life, but I know that most of them have struggled in some way with their weight or an eating disorder or something like that.
Yeah.
So I try not to make it about their personal appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have a conscious effort of doing that now. Because I don't want to draw attention to it, in case it might be triggering in some way. So, but, like, yeah, I think it does depend. Like, if it was one of you guys, it would be completely different to someone I haven't seen in over a year or talked to in over a year.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. But, yeah, I don't know. I think there is this kind of weird social norm around, like, what's appropriate to say to someone who's lost weight. Yeah, I think that's a good point, Sayla.
Oh. I don't know how to, put my thought.
Just remember that I had a very hard confession that I said earlier, so you can say whatever you want, girl.
Okay, so talking about losing weight, I feel like we do have to make this point really clear that I think if your health is on the line, if it's like, I think that's something different.
Yeah.
But for me, like, right now, my health, like, I'm perfectly normal. Everything is fine.
Yeah.
And it's like that joke in Family Guy's, like, yeah, you're perfectly healthy. You're just fat. That's all. Mm. And, yeah, there are problems. Like, I understand. Like, I have back issues. And, yeah, that probably would, like, if I would lose weight, that would alleviate it. That's why I'm doing more things like physical therapy to help strengthen that up so I can do more. But I think if it's just, like, I'm 8,000 pounds and I'm, like, and, you know, my blood sugar's super high, I have diabetes, and I'm just like, I'm fine, I'm body positive. I was like, no, you're neglecting your health.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. Like, how do you feel about, like, those TLC shows, like, My 600-Pound Life in terms of body positivity movement?
I think, like I said, that's, first of all, I hate those shows.
Yeah, let me say it this way. Let's take the exploitation factor out of it.
Okay.
Like, let's ignore that part of it for right now. Because the show is all about exploitation of a person. And that's all it is.
Well, yeah, and it's also driving that point, like we talked about earlier. It's just like, oh, at least I'm not that big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not that bad. It could be worse.
Yeah.
Because there have been times where, like, I don't watch the show, but, like, sometimes it'll just, like, I'm flipping, you know, I'm just channel surfing and it comes on.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been times where, like, that thought has come into my head. Mm-hmm. There's also, I was watching one clip and they were at, like, one of those buffets and, like, they got, you know, the big plate of food. And I was just like, I don't see a green thing on there.
Mm.
All I see is just white foods.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're not there, you know, they're saying that they want to lose weight, but you're not doing anything.
No.
To achieve it.
Well, and like the couple episodes that I've watched, it all seems that like they're addressing the physical concerns, but they're not addressing the mental health of this person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for me, a lot of these people seem to have a mental health issue along with the eating disorder.
Oh, absolutely. Those things go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand, and you can't treat just the physical problem and expect them to be fine.
Yeah.
Because that eating disorder still exists.
Yeah.
So, that aside, I want, like, how does this fit into the body positivity movement, or does it attempt to negate this movement?
I feel like it's an odd thing, because like there is a certain degree to which like being that much overweight can definitely affect your health.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think we equate like, we think there's like a direct like weight equals health all the time in all cases.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not quite the case.
Right.
And I know that it's kind of getting off topic, but right now I'm trying to select a primary doctor. And this is another thing that I like have difficulties with, is like, I have such difficulty trying to see medical professionals, because I've had problems in the past and my sister's had problems in the past where like I come in with a legitimate issue and they want to make it all about my weight. and not address the actual problem.
Yeah.
And my sister legitimately, like, broke her foot one time, went into the doctor, and he said, oh, yeah, it's probably because you're fat.
I'm sorry?
He's told her that she fractured her foot because she weighs too much. Never mind the fact that she was working on... Yeah, my sister is probably like 5'8 and maybe like a size 16.
Yeah, she is not that much
overweight. What?
She's smaller than me and I've never fractured my foot.
Yeah. Well, and the thing was, she was also like working on rocky terrain and with animals and all these things, but he didn't think about any of that. He told her, oh, it's because you're overweight. You fractured your foot.
This is not a visual medium, but for those of you that are listening, I cannot stop blinking.
So, yeah, it's just like, even if you aren't like highly overweight, even if you're just a little bit overweight, it's difficult to get like a good medical professional who's not going to just write everything off as, oh, you're overweight.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm like struggling with right now. Like, I'm so anxious to even make an appointment with somebody because I'm just kind of like, is this going to just be a complete waste of my time?
Right.
And I feel like, you know, if it's difficult for me, like I can't even imagine for like someone who, you know, lives that kind of life is like 600 pounds. And I don't know. I feel like, again, I don't watch the show, so I don't know. There's like a certain degree of, like, do we need to show those difficulties and be open about them, like, to what degree? And then you get the exploitation factor of it.
Yeah.
And, again, also the psychological health of the people who are being put on this show.
Yeah.
Because of something that they don't maybe particularly like about themselves.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really kind of complicated matter.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because there's a British TV show called Super Size versus Super Skinny. And it pairs a person who kind of usually has like a binge eating disorder with someone who doesn't like eating or feels that they're too busy to eat. Sometimes you do get true eating disorders on. But they pair them together for a week and they have to switch meals. Wow. And, you know, on both sides of the table, you have somebody, you know, on one side, you have somebody having to watch someone eat almost nothing all day while you have a huge plate of food in front of you that you can't finish. Yeah. And that makes them think about their eating. And then on the other side, you have someone eating a ton of food that they're, you know, you both get to see kind of your life from a different angle, I think. And it makes them kind of think about, like, why am I treating my body this way?
Yeah.
But they also do have, like, one-on-one with a doctor and more health-ish, like, mental health issue related of, like, can you tell me when this first started? What was going on in your life at this time? Like, let's talk about this because it's not just eating is the problem. Yeah. And I really do appreciate that factor in the, like, a British version of this. But here, I think, I don't think the show My 600-Pound Life ever started off as, like, a bad thing. I think it probably started off as, like, okay, this is medical health and it could help educate people because we do have an obesity problem. And then they TLC have good gets involved.
Yeah,
and then just... Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm just going to hot takes from Ashley's corner. TLC is all about exploitation.
Yeah.
And that's their whole channel. Yes. And I know people like watching TLC. I know. But it's all about exploitation. And you can fight me.
Obviously. Are you kidding me? 90 Day Fiancé. Like, was it John and Kate plus 8? 19 kids and counting. Like, they're just their exploitation shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I didn't
get them counting. Oh, God. Is there another point you wanted to make, Ashley? Or did you already make it?
I don't know.
Oh, great.
Oh, I think the other point I was going to make was that the body positivity movement doesn't exclude men, but I kind of already said that. I don't know if there's anything you guys want to talk about with that.
I would say, like, it's like you were saying, men are kind of, they have sort of a sneakier standard, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Obviously, I think, you know, people of any gender, whatever you've got going on as far as that goes, like, could benefit from us just being a lot more chill as people about body image and things like that. But I do think, you know, I feel like it's more acute for women still, you know, and I don't want to, like, I don't want anyone to think I'm putting down any experiences men have, because I know that it's also psychologically damaging and horrible.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, this, like, constant, just, I'm trying to think of the right word.
It's, like, a constant stream of images of women I think we see on a daily basis.
Yeah. And I feel like even if men don't fit the ideal, we don't put all their worth in that. With women, it's too often the entirety of their worth gets wrapped up into appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, men, not so much. Like, a portion of it maybe is, but not quite as much as it is for women, I would say.
I think that leads to an interesting question about, like, body positivity in relationships or a dating scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sally.
So, I, as someone who has been on the Tinder sphere, especially with online dating, for quite some time, I feel like I have to watch out for, like, for guys that like bigger girls. Not the I think a lot, because it's either like, oh, that's just I like girls, I like a thicker milkshake,
versus enjoyable,
like,
squish.
It's a novelty. Yeah. I like enjoyable squish, I like a thicker milkshake, which is fine, which, like, I would rather have. But there are also those guys that, like, who I talked to a guy one time that, like, I talked to a guy one time that, like, he had a gainer fetish, and it was super weird, you know? He was, like, it was very uncomfortable, and it was just, like, it was a novelty, and it was so, I felt gross. Like, it was weird, and just, I felt so nasty, because it's just, like, you're just, no, it just, like,
yeah.
I felt so nasty, just gross, just talking to him.
Yeah.
And I don't want to kink shame or anything, but, like, I'm not.
There
just
is
a body.
Somebody else's health that is called into question in that scenario, though.
Exactly. But then, like, I noticed, like, on the other hand, like, there are guys that, like, oh, he's dating a bigger girl, he's progressive, like, good for her, good for him, cool beans. But then, like, there are girls like, oh, I don't want to date that guy, he's really fat. I'm like, well,
you can't have your cake and eat it too. Listen.
Exactly. Well, then they're like,
you have to get
there
to know
have
the
been
person.
Sometimes. Well, yeah, but, like, I also, like, obviously, you know, you have to, like, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, but, like, the pretty ones always get off the shelf, you know? And so I think it's okay to, like, be bigger, but, like,
well, and, like, let's be honest about this. Like, the first 10% of dating is physical appearance, because that's all you know about that person.
Exactly.
But you have to remember that it is that first 10%, and there's 90% of the iceberg of that person's personality to still get to know.
I know. But it's just...
But I understand what you're saying. Like, I am attracted to a certain type of guy. And I, like, mm-hmm. yeah, like, let's not put out the fact that, like, everyone's attracted to something different, like, physically attracted to something different. But, like, I'm attracted to a certain type of guy. There are guys that do not fall into that category. But, I mean, I guess who knows, I guess, is the point I'm trying to make. Like,
mm-hmm.
Well, and also there's, like, it's one thing if you're not personally attracted to someone because of their physical appearance, but don't be mean about it. And also, like, I feel like, and just, you know, from, like, some of my personal experience and the experiences of other people that I, like, know about, either through reading things or knowing people, if you're kind of a bigger lady, you sometimes get subjected to horrible mind games, to be quite honest. And it's things like guys asking you out as a joke, or it's a bet with their friends, or, you know, stuff like that, that I just, you know, you can like what you like, but don't be a garbage human being.
Speaking of that, did y'all hear about the crazy story that came out of the UK a couple of years ago where a girl was on a holiday and she got quote unquote, she was part of a game that was called quote pulling a pig.
I heard of that.
I watched a news story about that like 2 weeks ago and was like heartbroken for this woman.
Yeah.
A girl. She was a girl. She's like 18.
Have y'all like talked to a guy online and like you matched and he starts talking and then he's like, oh, I'm a physical, I'm a personal trainer. Here are my services.
And I dip out. Yes.
Yeah, no, he's just like, yeah, I'm a physical trainer, like advertising whatever. And I'm like.
Oh, you mean like advertising to you for but, like, their but, job.
Yeah, but it should. And then I'm just like, no thanks, whatever. And then he's just like, well, you look like you could, like, I'm just saying.
What?
Yeah.
I've not had that. He's like, I thought you were asking me, have you ever talked to a guy online
no,
and
like,
asked what his job was? And he said personal trainer. And I was like, okay, cool, bye. I'm scared.
No, because I've talked to, like, I have a cousin who, she's like us, has enjoyable squish, and, she was dating someone who was a personal trainer, and they were like, she's like, no, like, her girlfriend was like, no, like, that's what I just do for work, but I like you, like, that's, if you want to, if you want to start getting into fitness, that's great. But, like, I'm not going to pressure you into it. I like you for you. And I was like, go. Aww. You go. Yeah. And then we looked at Reddit for weird eyebrows.
Oh, dear.
Oh, goodness. So, can we get back to this message that you got from this trainer on Tinder?
Oh, I don't remember this dude. But I remember, like, it was something along the lines of, like, hey, if you feel like you should lose a couple of LBs, like, you know, head over my way. And I'm like, first off, fuck you. Second, fuck you.
Yeah. Man, I really want to do... I want to... Okay, Neil LaBute has a play called Fat Pig, which I don't want to talk about. I'm not talking about it.
This is me rolling my eyes. And sighing.
Yeah. But into the mic. To do a play, like a devised theater that's just about the messages bigger women get on online dating. And have it be called Fat Pig 2.0.
I think it should be called something like more warts and all kind of thing. Like just fat ass. Like something like that.
Sure. But, like, that's what I want to do. Like, this is a lady's life.
Girl, I've got some screenshots.
I have one from my that's dating also days. One is dirty and degrading to my body.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Please don't tell me you're about to read it.
Do you want me
no,
to read
I
it?
Don't. I don't want to hear it.
Okay, I won't read it.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to read it.
I'm horrified about what it could be. And it could be a lot less than what I'm assuming. KB, should she read it?
I don't know.
Okay, read it, and if it's too gross, we'll take it out. I'm leaning away from my computer and microphone right now, though.
Okay.
I spooned hands out. I'm horrified. Look at the faces that she's making.
Oh, no.
I'm horrified. If Sally's making that face.
Oh, yeah, I have had some rough messages in my time.
But yeah, I've gotten weird ones. Like, I just saw one. I just saw another one I saved.
Oh, no.
And
is it worse?
No, but it's just really weird.
Okay, read it and we might cut it out.
It's very simple. It says, thank you for being fat for me.
I'm sorry?
Thank you for being fat for me.
See, that's funny. That's what I thought I had heard you say. But then I was like, no, she couldn't have said that.
Thank you for being fat for me.
He did not send that message. He didn't make that decision. He did not make that choice to send that message.
Actually, I will send you a screenshot.
I don't want it. Because if I see it, I'm going to see his name. I'm going to look him up. I'm going to tell his mom.
And then, but there's also been some great ones. This guy just sent me a message. Where do I send dog pics?
Marry him!
So we just sent dog pictures for like a day.
Good. So, okay, moving on from messages. Because I can't. KB? Oh, no!
I'm putting the phone down. I forgot how bad these were. Oh! Okay. Moving on.
When you first start talking to a guy, and maybe I'm the only one who does this, but I kind of want to know if I'm the only one that does this. When you first start talking to a guy, do you ever get the impulse to be like, I have to like let him know in a sly way that I'm a bigger gal, because I know he's seen pictures of my face, but he's going to be real mad if he shows up to a date and I look like this and he thinks it's something else. So you slyly be like, oh, what kind of girls do you like?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever do that?
100% yes.
Okay.
No. I haven't done that. Because, like, I know on my profile I have, like, I think I have a picture or a couple of pictures of, like, my full body.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like,
Sally talks to some hot guys. Can we talk about this?
Yeah, but then, like, I'm like, hey, and then they unmatch me, or they just stop talking to me.
But the ones who do keep talking to her, they're still, like, really hot.
But then, like, they end up ghosting me.
I mean, story of my life.
So, like, you know.
Or I ghost them. That's usually how it goes. I usually ghost
them. Y'all heard of the concept of a practice girl?
I'm sorry, what? I haven't, but I'm terrified that I'm about to hate it.
It's this idea that, like, guys should talk to girls they don't find attractive so they can practice for girls that they do find attractive. Which is fucking shitty.
So it's for the, what are those people called? Incels? Is that what they're called?
But this is, like,
no big... Advice
that, like, people give younger dudes when they're in high school and stuff.
Oh.
And, like, I mean, and I guess older, too. I don't really know. But I've heard this before, and I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
I've never heard of that. And that sounds really gross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That hits me the wrong way. I'm just kind of like, why don't you just talk to them like they're human beings and then maybe they'll like you?
So it's a practice. Possibly. Girl. So find a girl that you're not physically attracted to so you can get over the nerves of talking to girls.
Yeah, and then like talk to her like you like her and all this stuff.
So
and,
you know, ignore her emotions to get over your own nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds messed up, I'll tell you that.
I mean,
much.
that sounds like it's one step away from the, you know, making a bet with your buddies.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's one step away from it.
Yeah.
Gross. Well, if I wasn't sold on swearing off dating before.
You know, we were talking about, I think we need to talk about something more happy.
Okay.
And I think we should bring up, I think since we're talking about body positivity, we have to talk about the queen right now of body positivity.
Lizzo.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! The
yes!
Queen.
I love her. Have y'all heard her first song, up, Boys?
Yes.
It's
I
so
listen,
fun.
Oh, man, her album is wonderful. I listen to it at work. And I feel slightly less shitty.
Yeah.
A lot less shitty.
Yeah.
While I'm at work. Because you know what? I'm listening to fucking Lizzo.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Do y'all
she makes
ever
me feel
get
good
that
as hell.
Moment in the shower where you're like, I could be murdered right now. Like, there could be
and
a
it'd be
psycho
fine.
Coming into my apartment about to kill me. And what would I do? My workaround for this is play Lizzo. And no one can kill me while I'm listening to Lizzo because I'm way
is, like,
too powerful to be messed with right now.
And the thing is, if a killer does approach you while Lizzo is playing, it is scientifically proven that they will not kill you. They'll just...
They have to start twerking.
They'll play... Yeah, they'll start twerking and they'll just
it's
be like...
Law.
Exactly. They just... They... There's a
you guys just end up having
there's
a dance
a change
party.
In the brain that's there's a shift that happens in the brain that changes that serial killer tendency to turn to change into serial twerking.
Yep, it's true.
It is scientific.
I read the papers
and yeah, so
yeah, that's my workaround now if I ever get scared in the shower because maybe I watched something scary that I shouldn't have.
I listen to Lizzo.
I listen to Lizzo while I'm in the shower and no one can kill me.
But also, like, just also, I mean, obviously body positivity, but she is so unapologetic about being herself.
Yeah.
And just, because when Lizzo first, like, when she started getting really big in the media, I was, my hipster ass is just like, oh, it's mainstream. Da-da-da-da. No, it's dumb. And then I started,
I
like
had the same exact reaction.
And then like I was like, well, let me see what this Lizzo is all about. And I'm just like, well, fuck, damn, I can't be mad. Yeah. I was like, hell yeah. Well, like I think the first thing I saw was an interview with like the Houston Chronicle because she lived in Houston. I think she moved to Houston when she was like 10. And then I didn't know a lot about her, and I found out that, like, when she was in Houston, she did band, she went to college for music, she's a flautist, and I was like, I'm a band nerd, I'm from Texas, like, I felt a bunch of pride in my little Texas heart for some Lizzo.
You had a special bond with her.
Exactly, exactly. And then I was like, ugh, Lizzo.
Do you want to know what happened when I was like, ugh, she's so mainstream, I don't want to listen to her. But then I saw her on Ellen go to a haunted house with Andy. And it was the funniest thing I've ever watched in my entire life.
So are you saying we should bring Lizzo with us when we go to the next scary movie?
Obviously, yes.
Lizzo, if you're listening to this, hit us up at Legendary Lasses. Please. We want to be friends with you. And Lizzo, but Lizzo, hit us up at Legendary Lasses. Let's all do an episode on something. Your choice.
But yeah, as far as body image, I feel like it's good to have, you know, people that you can look at and be like, yes, that's, like, someone who makes me feel better about myself, I guess, if that makes sense. Like, maybe they're, like, you see yourself in them, and they're such a confident person that, by extension, it, like, mm-hmm. makes you more confident in yourself.
Yeah. And exactly the thing with Lizzo, like us driving, like, she's, yes, Ashley, she's got enjoyable squish. She's a minority woman that did band in Texas. And, like, it's very specific stuff, but I'm just, like, I connect with that on so many levels.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I'm just, like, you are so far ahead, like, from me. Like, or so far ahead of me, like, image-wise. And body image wise and all of that stuff. And I'm just like,
do you mean like
self image, things like that? And then I'm just like, oh, if she can do it, well, fuck, I can do that.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. And then there yeah. was in that same interview, she was talking about how, like, she's like, I noticed that a lot of people, especially girls and women, they do this thing where, like, if they mess up, they're like, oh, I'm so stupid. Oh, I'm an idiot. And she's like, well, no, you're not. Like, you're just a human. And, like, there have yeah. been times where, like, mm-hmm. I'll be fiddling with something. I'm just like, God, I'm so fucking dumb. Like, no. And then I, like, one time I caught myself and I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you sound really weird. Like, I was like, and I felt so uncomfortable. I was like, oh, if I do this in front of people, they're going to get uncomfortable. And, like, it's just weird. And, like, why should I be saying this about myself? I'm just making human error.
Let's say, like, a coworker. You wouldn't, to a coworker's face, be like, you're so dumb. Why don't you know that?
Yeah.
I mean, there have been people that have told me that.
I mean, we would. Us, too.
Yes.
Someone yeah. else. To their face, we, you know, you wouldn't
no.
say that to them.
No.
So why are you saying it to you?
Exactly.
So I get your point.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. That's a good point.
Is there anything else y'all want to say about body posy?
I mean, specifically about Lizzo, I think, like, part of her deal that I'm drawn to is that she does have so much confidence. And, like, she's there present in her own body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that, like, that sounds weird to say, but, like, I don't think I am all of the time.
Yeah.
And I recently it's been interesting because I find myself, like, consciously realizing that I'm kind of, like, hunching and squeezing
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
to, like, make myself smaller for yeah. some reason. And, like,
she's just like, no, I ain't afraid to throw my weight around.
Yeah, well, like, she takes up space, and she's gonna take up space, and she's not afraid to take up space.
As my mom once told me, don't hide your light behind a bushel. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
One thing I did want to say is that, you know, positive self-image is a lifelong journey, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because I spent a good portion of my life not in a good place with that. And then, you know, I would say in the past, like, 5 years or so is when I've really gotten to better places with it. But then I've been having difficulty because I've kind of swung back to where I was before. Because I'm just gonna say, like, right now I'm not in the best shape. I just came off of graduate school and then being jobless for a while and, you know, a myriad of other things that just put me in, like, and again, that connection between mental health and physical health, like, it put me in a bad mental place. I wasn't taking the best care of myself. And so I would say right now, physically, I'm in not great shape. And so I think that has put me back a little bit. So I think it's going to be like a lifelong thing. You don't like reach a point of confidence and then stay constant in that, you know. Confidence yeah, isn't
and it,
like...
and it's not...
You know, I got and my
it's also,
badge.
It's not like a light... And... Yeah, it's also not like a light switch. It's not like, I'm going to be confident about myself today. No, it's...
Yeah.
It's a long road.
Yeah.
And yeah. it's... I think.
Well, I mean, I think it can differ from day to day.
Absolutely.
Well. Like, one day I could be feeling myself and know that I yeah. look good, and the next day I'd be like,
I'm
literally Jabba.
Yeah.
Head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my parents, so Barbara Jean, my parents' dog, she's a pit bull, and she's a little chunk, and so
she's a precious angel.
She's a chunk, and sometimes we call her Jabba the Mutt.
How dare you?
She's so
that
cute.
Is the most precious angel to ever walk on this earth.
But she's so cute.
And she deserves to be the chunky monkey that
I'm
she
not
wants
saying,
to be.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Don't call her... Jabba the Hutt is a baddie.
But it's iconic.
You cannot call her Jabba the
but
Mutt.
But it's iconic.
Iconic for being bad. She's the best.
She is the...
She's a queen.
No, Lizzo's the queen.
I love her. After Barbara Jean, you're queen. It's Barbara Jean, Lizzo.
I feel like we should take away, like, take what you just said about Barbara Jean and say it about yourself. Like, even if you don't totally believe it,
she's
like,
so cute.
Just say it to yourself. Like, I'm the best. I'm a wonderful, beautiful angel, and I deserve to be the chunky monkey that I am. Like, that's... And even
well,
if
like,
you don't 100% believe it, like...
Well, it's like Latrice Royale, one of a famous drag queen. She was on season 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
I swear to God you said Lord Royale.
No, Lord
like,
Royale.
No, we're not talking about this cult leader.
No.
Father, with here, Lord Rael, Father, they tempted me with here on this earth. In the YouTube
I love that
comments.
Name, Father, they tempted me.
Father, they tempted me on this earth with the YouTube comment section. No, but there's a drag queen, her name is Latrice.
Oh, shit, are we going to get people back?
I hope not. But there's a drag queen by the name of Latrice Royale. And they, and they're like, what was it? Large and in charge, chunky yet funky. Bold was like, bold and beautiful, large and in charge, chunky yet funky. And then, Lizzo always talking about Lizzo again. So this is an Instagram post that Lizzo made. This was like back in June of last year. But it says, can you do me a huge favor? No matter what you're doing right now, can you take a second and pause? No, take 3 deep breaths. 1, 2, and on 3, imagine pure love coming into your body and hold it right on your heart. Then say to yourself, I love you. You are beautiful and you can do anything. Repeat as many times as you need. Like, it's that whole, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that.
I
could never do it.
I think you could.
You just gotta try it.
Yeah. I think you should get, like, wine drunk and do it.
Yeah. Listen. It's the...
If I got wine drunk, I'd be that white girl who was, like, talking to her friends. Oh my god, I love you so
yes.
much.
You've got to.
You're my best friend. Except it would just be me in the bathroom staring at myself
so?
In the mirror.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, you're not supposed to drink alone because it's a sign of alcohol.
Listen, I like to have a drink by myself. It's lovely. Anyways.
I mean, I think it's the best time to have a drink.
But,
a beer with a friend at a
but no you've but, just got to yeah. trick yourself into being the drunk girl in the bathroom who tells you you're pretty but you tell yourself like
but it's a whole like I'm putting it out into the universe so it must be
yeah
don't look at me like that Ashley
also like yeah, here's the thing if you met yourself you know.
I would never hang
what?
Out.
What? Yes, you would.
Ashley, then what? Then what are we doing? What are we? Are but, we just some huh? some? What are we doing here, hanging out with you? Are we just being
See,
dinguses?
I think I've cleverly entrapped the two of you.
Ashley, that's why you're gonna be a good cult leader.
But no, what I'm saying is, like, if you met yourself, I feel like you would focus on different things than, like, you know, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you know?
I mean, this is more than just physical appearance, ladies. I'm gonna be real honest.
I feel like we're our own harshest critics. And one thing that I'll say about you is, like, your friendship is super valuable because, like, I know you're a very, like, you're a fierce friend. You're, like, a loyal friend. You've got that, like, I feel like it's a Taurus thing. You're very, like, stable in those kinds of things. And so that's, like, personally why I value you, I guess, is, you know, you...
Okay, listen, tell me.
So, but what I'm saying is, like, you're so hard on yourself about, you know, things that, the things that you focus on, but then other people, you know, they have a very different view of you than you do of yourself.
Yeah, logically, I know that, and I know that about yeah. everybody, like, everybody has its own inner life where they're their harshest mm-hmm. critic. Mm-hmm. Logically, I know that. Illogically, I'm the worst person.
I know what you mean. I
hate myself.
I kind of go Same. Between things because sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm so terrible. But then I dare somebody to say something about me because I will, like, come for you.
Yes. No, you say something bad about me. I dare you. I double dog dare you because I will come yeah. for you and tell you why I'm the best.
Double dog
I won't believe anything I say.
Triple dog dare. Electric chair. Dare you to say something yeah. about me.
Yeah.
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 And, like, God help them if anybody says something about one of my friends because I will yeah. come for them. I will literally end yeah. their mm-hmm. life.
All right, so...
Oh, this is a fun game. Can we play before we end? If I called you in the middle mm-hmm. of the night okay. and I said, hey, what are you doing? What would you say?
I'd be like, Ashley, wait, what time of the night is this?
Is that like 2 in the
morning? I'd be like, bitch, I'm fucking sleeping. What do you need?
Okay. I probably just got off work, to be honest.
And I said, okay, cool, 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 cool. Hey, listen, we got a situation.
Oh, dear.
What would you say?
Like, whose body is it?
You're like, no, I'd just be like, we got a situation. All right, what is it? Give me some more deets. Now you have my attention.
I'm grateful for your undivided attention. Do you have tarps and or shovels?
Ashley, you know I do. I also have a bag of lye.
I was just about to ask, can you also bring that 2-pound bag of lye with you?
Oh, jeez. I feel like Aaron is the person to call in this instance. Yes. Wow. He is totally the person to call.
I'm not calling.
No, you call
you know
him.
Why? Because he wouldn't listen to me.
I will say I've talked about similar things with members of my family. Not me initiating the conversation, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. If something were to go completely, horribly, catastrophically wrong, what's the game plan?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we've talked about this. My high school theater teacher, I remember where, like, because this, when I was in high school, it was like... The big, like, it was the trend of, like, whoa, what's going to happen with the zombie apocalypse happens? Mm-hmm. And our plan was,
you
like...
You up at Sam's Club or Walmart. That's the
No, answer. We go to a jail. Go to a jail. Because they'll have...
Girl, they did this in The Walking Dead. No, it ends so badly. Don't go. Please don't go. I'm getting flashbacks.
All right.
It ends so badly, all right. Sally. Don't do
well,
it.
Well, I... I think right now we're rambling, and I don't think we're going to get out of this. So
I just almost started crying.
Okay. Well, I think we have a lot.
How many episodes have I cried on?
I don't know, but let's end now.
43% of them.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
So does anyone have any final remarks about body positivity?
I think this is something good to talk about. And I know it's maybe like a little bit, I don't want to say off brand, really, but like off of our usual topic. But I think it does affect, you know, some of the people that we tend to talk about, because like I was saying, for women particularly, sometimes your worth gets wrapped up in appearances. And I feel like the women we talk about, a lot of the time they want their worth to be in something else, you know, in their intelligence or their capabilities or, you know, things like that. And so I think it is sort of, you know, even though it's kind of peripheral to what we normally talk about, it is, I guess, germane to our overall, what we're trying to accomplish with Legendary Rosses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can make it more on brand if you want by just saying what? One word.
Corsets. Oh, well.
Is that on brand enough?
I was reading some interesting things about how originally corsets were meant to be like a good thing, and I don't know that they always were throughout history, but like meant to, I guess how we think of bras now, like the whole supportive thing, and I don't
yeah,
I don't think for all of history it was that way. Certainly, like, I guess in Victorian times, when there was that really dangerous ideal of like your waist shouldn't be any bigger than, you know, your thumbs and forefingers put together. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's not good, but...
No. Well, and I think, like, they knew for a long time of history that, like, it did, in fact, move your organs around while you wore it and was not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the aesthetic, though...
I feel like they can be worn in a way that, you know, don't, you know, but then fashion being what fashion is, mm-hmm. and I love fashion, let me tell you, I do, but at the same time, I sometimes look at things and go, what sort of body does this go on? And why are we trying to make... And, you know, it's like certain fashion houses want their models to be, like, rail thin. You know, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of like, that person doesn't look well. You know?
Yeah.
I legit watched a fashion... it was like a fashion show or something. And I heard... Literally heard the designer say, no, they're just hangers.
Yeah, that's... Ugh.
And I was like,
I hate what? That kind of... viewpoint. Like, clothes don't exist without people to wear them, so I feel like you should design clothes for people, not people for the clothes.
Hangers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whew. Well,
this is a lot.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening to us, to our ramblings and me fangirling over Lizzo and other people. Thanks for listening to this episode. You can find us on Instagram, on Twitter, and Facebook at Legendary Lasses. You can find all of our handles on those platforms. You can listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or on Anchor, or anywhere you can get great podcasts. If
there's... I liked the way you were saying that before. Do that again.
What?
You can listen to us anywhere you can get good podcasts.
anywhere you can get great podcasts. Sorry, it's late, guys. I'm super tired.
We're recording this so much later than we
yeah. I know.
Do. Guys.
If on those platforms there is a rate and review section, please rate us, leave us a review, tell us that I'm just a ding dong. Any feedback is
ding dong.
It is, I know. Any feedback is encouraged. If you feel so inclined to donate to us, go to anchor.fm/legendarylasses and click on support this podcast. Any monies will be used towards getting equipment and other like resource materials such as books that will help us do research for our other episodes. You can also email us at legendarylasses@gmail.com. Just, you know, stop by, tell us how's it going, shoot the shit, weigh in on our food debates. What is it? Pie versus cake? Pancakes versus waffles? We probably have some more.
You had one other one, but I think we've disqualified it because it was the same thing.
Yeah. probably. What else is there?
I think I said it all.
You know, I think as a closing note, you do you. Be proud of your body. And if someone says, if someone makes a remark about, I don't know, you having lots of enjoy. Oh, I do have a point. There's a couple of people y'all should follow on the social medias. No. I just thought of it. I mean, obviously give Lizzo a follow. And yo, Lizzo, reach out to us again at Legendary Lasses. And then I would
again. She's never reached out before.
No, but I was like, hey, I'm just making this point again. Reach out to us.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I see where the again.
Another
was,
person okay. Y'all should look at. I would encourage to follow. Her name is, her handle on Instagram is Fat Girl Has Moxie. She's. Her platform is body positivity, especially in the skater community. She's a roller skater. She Whoa. Did roller derby, and her name was Courtney Shove. She's amazing, and her girlfriend as well, queer girl straight skates. She's a very awesome Instagram. I would definitely check them out or give them a listen. Oh God. Scroll through their Insta. And then also, I was going to say, if someone does make a remark about your body, you look them square in the eye and you just go, I will eat you. And then that'll scare the shit out of them.
I'm going to say that pretty much works for anything. If anybody's trying to intimidate you.
Yeah, you just go.
Trying to assault you.
Or if they're just.
I will eat you.
Or like if they're like, girl, I'm gonna hit you, be like, good, do it, hit me, I'll like it.
Weird.
Exactly. Listen, freak them out, make them feel weird. They're probably not gonna do it. To quote a
This is terrible advice. This has turned into an episode
of Mabim Bam.
To quote a drag queen by the name of Sharon Needles, when in doubt, freak them out.
Okay. Who's going to do our outro?
Don't we do the outro again?
our like tagline outro.
Okay, I'll try.
The part that you interrupted.
Let's see if I can remember all of it. Okay.
Right.
Now thanks for listening. Now go out, make waves, change history, and stay legendary.
And kick some ass. And if someone says shit about you, tell them you're gonna just be like, I will eat you. Very Wednesday Addams.
Do you, Here's another one. You ready?
Yeah.
I bet your eyeballs taste great with toast.
And then just go.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Pie's better than cake.
Fuck you, it's not. Bye.